the phrase rebuilding tradition together has been the hallmark motto for Manson Northwest Webster football as they are trying to rebuild there in Cougar Country and put together a program that's going to be successful consistently. Their head football coach, Marty Hart, is here. Coach, it's good to see you. Good to have you back, and good to be back in the swing of things with everything kicking off on Friday night.
Yeah, it is. Thanks for having me back again this year. Been looking forward to it.
Well, it's great to have you there. We love the response we get out of Manson and that area and Cougar Country every time we have you on and we talk about Manson. We get feedback there. They love us in Manson, and we love them for sure. So we definitely love to have you on and talk about what you guys have going on. Now, you're in year number two of your tenure there at Manson. You know, you said last year when we had you on and you and I first met and you were doing this show, you know, that the job that you have now is a job that you had circled, that you had wanted for, you know, who knows how long, and now here you have it.
Yeah, it's, you know, when I played there, I go, you know, someday I want to come back here and coach. And I didn't ever think it was going to happen, especially, you know, now that I'm like grandpa age, you know. But it happened, and, you know, it's a process. It's a big process. It was a big eye-opener. I just thought I could come in and coach, you know, and I didn't know all about budgets and dealing with cheerleaders and all that. I just wanted to coach football, you know, and it's like, wow.
Because you become, in a lot of ways, CEO to a lot of other things that come with it. I learned that in my high school coaching days, too. I was the same way. I don't want to deal with this. I want to watch film, and I want to coach the team, and that's all I want to do. But there's other things that come into it. Now, year number one for you guys did not go according to plan. Yeah. You dealt with really about every speed bump and bump in a row that you could last year, and did not get the results that I know you wanted and expected in year number one.
No, it was, you know, we were quarantined three times.
Yeah.
You know, and we just couldn't get off the mat like I thought we would. And a lot of it, I think, you know, it was, and like I told the kids last year, I said, you know, a lot of it comes down to us coaches, you know. We just, we didn't click, you know, offensively like we thought we would. And at the end of the year, I told the kids, you know, being the defensive coordinator, I should fire myself. Because I said it was the worst defense I've ever coached in 40 years of football. You know, I was just, I didn't know what to do. After a while, I tried everything. I called everybody I knew, you know, and it was just with everything. It was just, I don't know, it was really disheartening for me.
Well, sometimes it's one of those deals where, you know, the wheels just kind of come off the bus, so to speak. And I think that's what you were dealing with in year number one. And that's a... Year number one's a really hard time to deal with everything going wrong that can go wrong, and that's what kind of what did that. Now, last year you were more of a power-oriented, power-run game, a lot of power eye and tight formations. I know you told me at the end of last year that you were scrapping that and you're going to this newfangled spread offense now. I guess that you've kind of experimented with that and you guys are ready to go with that.
Yeah. After looking at last year, you know, I thought, oh, we're a power eye team. We have the talent to run it. And it just didn't work out. So I reshuffled some of my coaching staff around, and I Casey Pipel is now my new offensive coordinator. So we sat down and I said, this is hard to give up the eye, but we got to do it. I mean, we have so much talent this year that we got to spread them out. You know, they just pack 8, 9 in the box, and we just, you know, it just didn't work like, you know, I thought it would. I tell you what, you better watch out, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
On that that spread offense here. I imagine that you guys are going to do kind of a balance of some zone read option type of stuff, and then some 3-4, maybe even 5 wide type stuff like that.
Yeah, we're coming out. I'll tell you this much. If you can put 8-9 in the box, you're in trouble because we're going to spread you out. And, you know, we have 10 seniors starting on offense this year. I have 15 seniors, you know, compared to 6 last year. So,
do you feel like at this point your personnel has pretty good command on this new offense?
Yeah, you know, we started in stall on Sundays, you know, this summer. And then we went down to the Simpson camp, and it was really great to watch this because the kids held their own against 3A and 4A schools, and they're like, you know what, I kind of believe in this stuff now. At first, you know, we're going to go 5 wide and all this, and now the kids are like, hey, this is pretty cool, Coach.
I like that type of offense. I think it's kind of the not the wave of the future, but the wave of the present. I think you have to you know, guys are faster and bigger than they've ever been. You've got to get them in space and make them try to cover guys. You've got some offensive talent coming back. Sean Kenyon is coming back at your quarterback position. I know he's a guy that you feel like his skill set kind of fits what you're doing now as opposed to what you were doing before.
Yeah, he's really taken a grasp, and, you know, we've been really coaching him up because, I mean, it's all new to him too. And,
right.
He's done an excellent job with it.
Ian Conan back at running back for you. Is that right? Is he back?
No. He's going back to linebacker.
Okay.
He played some last year because Braden Joel went down.
Okay.
And he's happy to be on my side of the ball.
Okay.
I'm happy to have him. So.
what are you doing at the running back position?
Well, we have Tate Bianchi.
Okay. Yeah.
He is a powerhouse. You know, he's compact. He's about 5'5", 5'6". I'm giving him credit, you know, so, but I mean, he has speed, power, he's a power runner, quick, and so we'll have him back there.
And hey, well, that's the thing with that spread, guy that's that short, sometimes you can lose him sometimes, and if you lose him and he slips out, then there's the potential to to kind of pick up, you know, a big gain there and make a big play. On your side of the football, defensively, you've got some pretty good pieces coming back. You weren't happy with how you performed defensively last year, but you've got some guys that had some pretty good years in terms of productivity. Chris Kruger should be back at linebacker for you. Joey Goodwin and Braden Bates were both guys that, you know, were disruptive at times and were young players that I think you have to build on there. And so I think you have to feel good about having a few pieces defensively.
We do. This offseason kind of hit us bad. We had Chris Kruger had rotary cuff surgery, and Conan had surgery. He's back, but Chris still isn't back. He might make it back the third week. I think there was like 4 surgeries. I had rotary cuff. I go, everything.
Oh, wow.
I go, it's like, what's going on here? But I tell you what, we had a new kid transfer in from Winterset, Caden Hudek.
Okay.
He's 200 pounds, 6'1", plays middle line. I moved him to middle linebacker for Chris until he can get back. And the kid will hit you.
He can go?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would put my front 7 against anyone in our, you know, in our class. I really would.
Okay.
It's the back 4 that, you know, we really got to get to play like the front 7.
That, you know, that seems to be everybody's kind of question mark is the secondary right now. I don't. If you're a secondary consultant and that's what you do, you can make some money around here working with secondary guys because that's Fort Dodge is kind of having some issues that are, I wouldn't say issues, but they're young in their secondary too.
Yep.
And was with when Erickson, when they put Erickson back on the field, that'll help a lot of that because he's an all-district guy. But, you know, you guys too. So it's odd to me that a lot of people are talking about the same kind of, you know, question marks with the secondary. Now, Mansa Northwest Webster head football coach Marty Hart's my guest. You open with Pocahontas area on Friday night. You're hosting Pokey. We know that Manson and Pocahontas area, that's a major rivalry, always has been, probably always will be. You know, I kind of went through everybody in our listening area's schedule, and I started looking at what I call circle-to-calendar games. And a lot of them were later in the season for a lot of teams. I think, even though it's not a district game, I think your game against Pocahontas on the 27th, is your circle the calendar game. I really do.
It is. You know, we had our scrimmage, Gatorade scrimmage last night against Alta Aurelia, and I think we looked at film on them for like 5 minutes. You know, everything's, you know, that was just like another practice, which we needed to hit somebody else. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's all we've been talking about, stressing about. I mean, we took it on the chin pretty bad up there last year. So we're looking for a little payback, and it's going to be senior night. So
doing senior night out of the gate.
Yeah.
Just in case this pandemic thing gets out of control.
Don't even say that word. No more. No more, Rob.
Okay. I like that. I think that's very aware. I have no issue doing that. I think you've got to feel good, too, about catching having Pocahontas area early, because no Trey A alerts this year.
Yeah.
So they're going to be looking for answers in that regard.
And they, you know, just like any team, they lost a lot of big boys up front, and they lost their tall receiver. So, you know, we're really optimistic. I mean, yeah, this is going to be big, because it's been a rivalry since the 60s. So, you know, anytime Pokey and Manson hook up, look out. But we got a little payback coming for them.
All right.
Hopefully.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. That's you know, the first week of the season, man. You know how in college football the TV networks and the conferences always seem to put together a pretty good little package where, you know, Alabama always plays somebody pretty good early, and you have like Clemson and Georgia and that kind of thing. Well, whoever's doing that, I don't think anybody like got together and meant to do that. But this first week here is a good week around this area with Manson and Pocahontas, Humboldt and Webster City, Fort Dodge and Mason City is a long-time rivalry. And this is in the 3 years I've been here, three football seasons, this may be the best first week of games in this area that I've seen.
Yeah, you know, usually they're, you know, like your third district game and stuff. But you're right. I mean, all of us around this area, we're taking on old rivalries right away.
Let's go.
Let's do that.
I love that, because we've all been sitting here waiting all summer for football to get here, and let's put a little extra caveat on it for the opening game for sure. Marty Hartzman, yes, Manson, Northwest Webster. Coach, give me what you think the biggest key or couple of keys are to the Pocahontas game on Friday night.
Consistency. As long as we don't turn over the ball offensively on that side. You know, and defensively, we just can't give up a big play. You know, we got to shore things up and be where we're supposed to be all the time.
I know that hurt you last year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'd hold them to third and nine pretty soon, 40 yards, touchdown. You know, we just can't give up those big plays. We're just, if we can get our defense to match our offense, we could be pretty good this year, Rob.
Coach Marty Hart, Manson, Northwest Webster football. I appreciate you making the drive over, and appreciate the time. Good to see you.